Thank you for calling New York Laser Outlet, where we buy, sell, rent.
New York Laser Outlet, Ari speaking. How may I assist you this morning?
Hey, Ari. My name's Ruben Goldstein. I left a message for you last week. Did you receive it by any chance?
I did not. How can I help you today,
Ruben? The week before that? Well, my name's Ruben Goldstein. I'm not sure if you recognize my name. We got introduced through a client who ended up actually not purchasing equipment. Her name was Lonnie over at Aspiring Laser in Colorado.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Okay.
You're in finance.
Correct. And you had asked me, and I was just extremely slammed, you know, I'm sure you are as well, if we do this type of equipment. And we definitely do. We've actually seen a huge jump in it this year, just a tremendous amount of business. And I just wanted to talk to you if you had a few minutes, kind of go over what I can offer you and see if there's an opportunity to kind of help your business and earn your business, so to speak.
Definitely. We work right now with Partners Capital and Amerifund, just to give you a heads up.
Okay. I don't know who those are. I'm a big believer
Partners
in kind
Capital's
of...
Partners Capital's out in California. Amerifund's out of Scottsdale, Arizona. They give us beautiful kickbacks. And they give me Apple Watches and all these fun stuff.
Okay. My whole thing is I've been with Cardiff for about 9.5 years, so I definitely don't like to be the guy that kind of says anything bad about my competition. I don't know those companies offhand, but I'd like to tell you what I could do for you and maybe if it hits a chord.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Cool. So kind of what do I bring to the table? And Ari, I want to follow up with you with an email. So I've got the email that I have is ari@ny8laseroutlet.com.
You got it.
Okay, so basically, what do I do? What makes us unique? And why do we see a lot of this business? First and foremost, are the lasers you sell medical lasers or non-medical?
Cosmetic.
Or both?
Cosmetic.
Cosmetic. But I'm
mostly
assuming...
cosmetic, but we deal with medical as well.
Okay. So a huge thing that we've seen in our system is that for these lasers, especially ones that are non-medical, there are a lot of lenders, and we're just, you know, we are a direct lender and a syndicator, so we lend our own money. We work with other lenders as well. But there's been a huge demand for this product because I guess a lot of lenders don't want to touch, especially the non-medical or use lasers or both. We have some unique programs. Basically, we go up to about $150,000 in 2 hours. So the biggest thing that makes us unique is we give an answer in 2 hours off just an application and 3 months bank statements. You mentioned you get some kickbacks from some of the vendors you work with, some of the leasing companies, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and by the way, I'm on an IP phone system, so if for some reason I lose you, there's been some issues, I'll just call you back. It's not me hanging up on you. So in terms of kickbacks, I'm actually a firm believer that offering that kind of goes down a path of never really earning someone's business long term, because if I give you a point, someone will give you two, someone will give you two, someone will give you three. But I also understand that sometimes on your deals, because of the online kind of idea, it's really thin. So with a lot of the dealers that I work with, I offer a 1-2% kickback. I actually don't 1099 you for the income. I pay you on debit cards, which most people prefer, although we can always 1099 if for some reason you wish. But really where our focus and where a lot of vendors that I work with have been happy is that we have a very high approval ratio, but most importantly, a very high closing ratio. Most of the deals that we get in, we do fund. We offer 100% payment up front. And kind of, I guess the question I'd ask you is, what's important to you as an equipment dealer? Someone, you know, who do you like to work with? What's important to you as a salesperson?
I like to work with someone that answers the phone. And if they're in a meeting or they're busy, they call me back within an hour or text me, let me know what's up.
Okay.
I have a lot of startup businesses. What's your startup percentage rate, interest-wise?
Well, that's a good question. I have three programs for startups. One goes up to $35,000. One goes up to $45,000. One also goes up to $35,000.
Percentage.
Those rates start at 15%. Startups are expensive.
And they go as high as high.
They go as high as high, but... I guess the question I'd ask you.
How high is the highest?
I've seen lenders in this space go above 35%. We usually go around 15 to 25. But I guess the question I'd ask you is that your probably experience is you have a lot of startups. People freak out over the rates, correct?
Generally, but with me, they're going to make the money back regardless, so they might as well just pay a little bit higher of a premium to get their feet off the ground. And then in 2 years, they could, you know, refinance, or they could finance another piece of equipment for way lower interest once they're an established business.
Do you have a lot of startups?
A lot of startups, yeah.
Okay. I mean, the way I'd answer your question with startups is this. There's two ways to approach startup business. I actually do a lot of startup restaurant financing as well, which no one in America, we go up to 75 grand for a startup restaurant. So we get called by brokers all day long who want to get in on our system because most people do like 20 grand. But essentially, here's the way that I approach startups. It's all about setting realistic expectations, but also not talking down to people. So I've got a great track record of working with a lot of startups. A lot of my best clients started as startups, but since you're a vendor, I think the most important thing to you is time. So if you were, if you sent me business as an equipment dealer and said, hey, tell me about this customer, I'll just pick up the phone and say, hey, Ari, this guy's wasting your time. You know, there's a legitimate startup, and there's also, I'm got 18 uncles involved, and I'm going to have everyone apply as a co-signer, and I'm just going to call you and say, Ari, you're just wasting your time. In terms of, I guess the question is, you work with two leasing companies. Why do you work with two rather than one?
Sometimes one of them is a little bit higher interest, but they both give great kickbacks.
By great, do you mean something like above 5%?
Say again?
By great,
no, like 3%.
Okay. And I guess the question I'd ask you is about how much, like how many people inquire for you for financing on a monthly basis?
Maybe about like five.
Okay.
I'd say between 3 and 7, depending how the month is.
Okay.
We're probably doing about $500,000 to $700,000 this year in financing.
Okay. Cool. So, I mean, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to shoot you an email, but here's the way that I work with most vendors, although ultimately I'm asking you for the business, so it's kind of your choice. The way that I work with most dealers is they'll copy me on an email or send me a customer and say, hey, Ruben, call this guy. He expressed interest, or this woman, they expressed interest in financing. Let me know what's up. I'll get an application. I'll report back to you in a few hours and say, hey, Ari, here's the general idea of what I can do. What's
okay.
Long weekend?
Long weekend, but also to be honest, just shoot me an email and I'll let you know what's up when the time comes.
Okay. Can I ask you one other quick question?
Sure.
The guys that you currently work with, my FICO in terms of what I can buy, I go down to about a 550. I'm not looking for a garbage startup that's a non-starter, but for an existing business, I'm pretty flexible. Do you know what your internal or what your partner's credit score requirements are right now?
I've had like one person denied, and we've had hundreds of applications sent in.
Okay, so then I'm gonna ask you one other further question. You said you had hundreds of applications sent in. You did $700,000 of business. So the biggest opportunity I could see there is your average deal is not 7 grand. It's probably much bigger. So what's the biggest detriment from getting applications approved to actually closing?
What's the number of like the sale price you're saying?
No. I'm saying you said you did about $700,000 in finance business this year, correct?
Yeah, about that.
Okay, and you said you sent in, you know, hundreds of applications and everyone gets approved. So what I kind of take from it is, if your average sales size is 30, 40, 50 grand, what's the biggest detriment to closing? Do people not close with you due to the rates? Is it due to down payments? What's the obstacle to, you know, eventually help you guys close more deals, in your opinion?
Them finding a location, them getting a medical director. The interest is not really always the biggest factor. I mean, honestly, and if it is a factor, they usually come back in 3-4 months with the cash, and they don't do a finance deal.
Okay. And so you mentioned medical director, so it sounds like most of the sources you need do require a medical license for this equipment, correct?
No. It depends what state. So laser hair removal in some states is very lenient. They don't need a medical director. Sometimes they do.
Okay. Okay, well, let me shoot you an email. Maybe I could bring you some value. I'd also send you my real-life review so you can see a lot of, like, hundreds of other customers that have worked with our company, including myself. And give me your thoughts.
Okay, wonderful. I appreciate you reaching out today.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.